for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Three of the suspects accused of planning to bomb several Southern California businesses on New Year's Eve have pleaded not guilty. Audrey Carroll and Zachary Page entered their pleas in a federal court in Los Angeles on Monday. Tina Lai entered a plea last month. The fourth suspect, Dante Anthony Gaffield, will enter his plea later this month. Prosecutors say the group planned to bomb five or more business locations across Southern California on New Year's Eve. They say the suspects are members of an offshoot of an anti-capitalist and anti-government group dubbed the Turtle Island Liberation Front. All four suspects are from the Los Angeles area. The FBI arrested the group in the Mojave Desert as they were rehearsing their plot. Officials say they were able to make the arrests before the suspects built a functional bomb. Federal lawmakers from the Inland Empire are weighing in on the U.S. military action in Venezuela. Democratic Representatives Norma Torres of Pomona and Raul Ruiz of Palm Desert condemn the strikes, calling them illegal and reckless. Both argue that only Congress has the authority to declare war and accuse President Trump of abusing his power and risking American lives to benefit oil companies and wealthy allies. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Ken Calvert of Corona praised the operation. He describes Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro as a narco-terrorist and says the action puts U.S. safety first. Calvert says the administration is now pushing for a transition to democratic leadership in Venezuela. The military action has also sparked demonstrations across the country, some led by Venezuelans supporting Maduro's removal. Others are protesting the Trump administration's decision to use force. 2026 is here, and that brings a big jump in health insurance premiums for almost 90% of the 1.9 million people on covered California plans now that the COVID-era enhanced subsidies to help pay those premiums have expired. Suzanne Potter with California News Service has more.
The state has allocated $190 million to help people afford their premiums, but that will only shield the lowest income families. Ann Sunderland with the California Healthcare Foundation says many middle-income families on covered California will see premiums rise by hundreds or even thousands of dollars a month.
Think of an individual making more than, say, $63,000 a year, or a family of four earning more than $130,000. They're returning to the days where they got no federal subsidies. Those are the folks who might see their premium double or sometimes even more than double.
Covered California estimates that hundreds of thousands of residents will not be able to afford the increases and will drop coverage altogether. This affects everyone, as hospitals are expected to raise prices to cover costs of more uninsured people who end up in the ER. Last summer, Republicans in Congress decided not to extend the subsidies while slashing Medicaid and SNAP benefits as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. They opted to use the savings for immigration enforcement and extending tax cuts to wealthy families and corporations. Sunderland says for those facing hefty premium hikes, the most important thing is to call Covered California or talk to a certified enrollment counselor.
Everyone's situation is different, and you want to explore all your options, including all of the federal or the state assistance you may qualify for. So be educated about your choices so you can make the right one for your family.
People still have time to sign up for a plan on the Covered California Marketplace. Open enrollment ends on January 31st. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
And the celebrated Riverside Dickens Festival will return to downtown Riverside next month. The highly anticipated 33rd annual fest provides entertainment reminiscent of Victorian-era London and the life and times of author Charles Dickens. Activities will kick off on Saturday, February 21st, and run through Sunday, February 22nd, in downtown's White Park. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Watt.